Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players to talk up the next big production, Sue Miller. Sue, how are you?
Doing amazing. Busy.
A couple of weekends of big production. You're doing Hats Off to Broadway Part 2. You can never contain it in just one, can you?
You know, there are so many amazing Broadway shows and songs that it would be hard. It would be really hard. I think you could probably do this for years, but yeah. You know.
I agree with you. So, all right. So, what are we going to hear in Hats Off to Broadway Part 2?
Well, we kind of continue our journey of Broadway productions that we started back in the fall of 2017 with mm-hmm. our original Hats Off to Broadway show. And we were fortunate to have our same director, Eric Joseph, along with his assistant director, Renee Diener, continue on with this show concept. And both he and Renee are in the show. And we have a great mix. There are over 20 songs in the show, and we have a great mix of some classic Broadway shows that, you know, everyone will recognize. But then we have the newer shows, and we have a few little surprises in there for you as well. Because, again, you know, we want to continue the fun and kind of the, if you will, the education about Broadway for everybody. Because there's some unique and interesting things about
sure.
Broadway, but I don't want to give away too many of the surprises there.
Of course.
And there's a lot of interesting ways in which productions come to Broadway. So we'll have a lot of that information along the way. We have an amazing couple that will be narrating this journey for us, Jay and Tina Williams. And
nice.
We have we keep saying bigger and better, bigger and better. The first show was amazing. It was a great, great show. And because it was such a great show, so many people were interested in coming together and working on this show. Our cast has expanded. We have 22 performers in the show.
Wow.
We have a lead cast of 12 amazing singers, and we have an additional 10 chorus members in the show, along with our two hosts. So it is a big, big production.
Very good. One weekend won't contain it. It's the next two weekends, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, and because it was such a successful show for us, we did add one additional production night. So we will be opening this Friday, November 1st, and we'll have performances on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then again the following Friday, November 8th, Saturday, and Sunday. So, we are hoping to get everybody out and to get everybody interested in Broadway and theater, and it's just going to be a great, great evening.
It is. The Friday and Saturdays are 7 p.m. And then Sunday afternoon matinees at 2 p.m. So you got your choice of days and times to come see Hats Off to Broadway Part 2. And the tickets are inexpensive for a trip down memory lane for Broadway, that's for sure.
Absolutely. The tickets are $15 a piece. And if you want to pick them up in advance, you can get them at Gilbert's in downtown Oscoda. If you want to make a whole evening of it, you can pick your tickets up at Tatesville Affair and do what we call a dinner and a show ticket. And those are $30, and that includes your choice of three entrees. So you can't go wrong with that. And it includes your beverage, your non-alcoholic beverage. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole evening. You pick up your tickets while you're there having your dinner. And, you know, it's just a nice evening. And then you come over to the show. So, and you're right. It's an affordable evening. It's a fun evening out. You can't go wrong.
Very good. Hats Off to Broadway Part 2 coming this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And next weekend, the 8th, 9th, and 10th weekend at the Shoreline Players Theater there on Skeel Avenue in Oscoda. And Sue, if they want more information, best thing to do, you got a great website and a Facebook page.
We do. You can go to our website at www.shorelineplayers.org. You can check us out on Facebook, and you will see a lot of photos and some faces you might recognize. We have a lot of our veteran singers are participating in this show, like Tim Curtis, and I mentioned Renee Diener. We have Jane Hackborn and Linda Ramsdell from the original show. And then we also have Matt Cleary and Parker Cleary and Rebecca Collier and Greg Verity. And we have a lot of folks. Emma Pendergrass, who's a piano player who worked with us in our musical Last Ball. And we're so excited to have all our veteran performers return, as well as our new performers new to our stage. And so you can check them out on the Facebook page as well. There's a lot of pictures there, or you can give us a call and make your reservations at 739-3586.
Very good. Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players of Oscoda, always a pleasure. And we'll look forward to a couple of great weekends of Broadway tunes.